Hey, it is Open Line Thursday, your chance to steer the show. Let's go to the phones, EB. You might be able to help out this caller.
All right, 800-636-1067, your chance to steer the show. You can talk about whatever you want. Let's go to Dave in Brandywine. Hey, Dave. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How are you?
Good. You helped me out a few weeks ago, so I'm back for more.
All right.
What did we help you out with a few weeks ago? Can you fill us in and remind us?
Yeah. So my golf game.
Okay.
I'm still trying to break 90, guys.
All right. What did you ask us a couple weeks ago?
I was asking you, how did you get much better over the years?
Okay.
You told me you just hit 100 balls a day or something at the range.
I don't remember this call, but
he hit
okay.
More than 100.
I mean, I hit a lot of balls, but
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
He just took it more serious.
You got to get lessons. You got to lock in. You got to really take it seriously, in my opinion.
Focus on the short game. You know what? There used to be a sign. There was a sign at the old Fair Oaks Golf Park close to where we used to work in Fairfax. I think they knocked it all out and built houses and townhouses. Yeah. But it said 90% of scoring is 100 yards and in.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
what's your
exactly.
Question?
All right. So two things going on. So, one, I wanted your opinion on, you guys like your long irons, or have you guys made the switch that I'm seeing a lot to the hybrid?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the hybrid's been around for a long time. The trendy club that everyone's putting in their bag now, which I had in my bag 20 years ago, is a 7-wood. Everyone's putting the 7-wood in. Some people are even putting 9-woods in their bag. So, yeah, I would take those long irons, and I would throw them in the Potomac. Now,
right.
I know a guy like Valdez, he likes his driving iron, he likes his longer irons, but I think for the average guy, I think that you'd be way better served with, like
they're...
the 7-wood in particular, it's a brilliant club.
Okay, gotcha. And then the next thing is, if I line up to play my fade, it ends up in the left rough or the left edge of the wood.
Yeah.
If I line up to hit down the fairway, middle of the fairway,
it's going right.
It's a push. It's a push right. It's not a hard slice.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm on anything, but I feel like I'm close.
You know what you can do? Let me give you my best advice. If you really want to get into it, and it sounds like you do really want to get into it, you got to videotape your swing or whatever. You know, use your phone, get a little cheap tripod thing. Video your swing. You can download free AI apps, and they're very annoying, but you can upload your swing, and the AI app will give you, it'll break it down, it'll give you scores, it'll tell you where you're going across the line, all that stuff. And there are free AI apps that you can get. It's not perfect. It's kind of based on the model swing, and everybody has a different little quirk to their swing, but it'll get you going, and it'll give you tips on things to correct if you're bringing it back too far inside or whatever.
Hey, Dave, what's your closest to 90? Have you had a time where you thought you were going to break it, which is your goal, and then you just crumbled on the last couple of holes, or what are you shooting?
So usually it's a low to mid 90s, and it's usually maybe 2 or 3 blow-up holes where I'm at
standard
the hole or something like that. Now, there was a couple of years ago where I was playing much more regularly every weekend, and then I was in a Tuesday league, and I hit 87, 80, and 9.
Nice. Just keep grinding. It's a rep sport. You gotta keep grinding, keep working on it. Get a little putting thing. You put it in your dining room when your wife's not looking, and just
he's close
grinding.
Though. He's close.
Yeah. Keep grinding.
Sometimes there's the head case element of it too, where you feel like this internal pressure to do it, and you crumble.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
I never have this range where people say, "Yeah, I always shoot like low 80s." I'm like, "What? I shoot anywhere literally from 78 to 95.
Right.
My range is wild."
Yeah, but I remember
I know people that only shoot like low 80s. I don't even know what that is.
A couple years ago, I wanted to break 90, and I found on the very last hole, I double bogeyed on like 4 or 5 straight occasions to miss breaking 90. Yeah, it's a total choke job.
You feel like you're close, and then all.
Well, here's the other advice, and then we're going to move on. Here's the last piece of advice, and then we're going to move on. It's impossible for us to do, but if you can do it, don't count. Don't know what you are. This guy Scott Fawcett, who's like one of the leading mental guys out there in golf, if you can do it, you just you got to be oblivious to your score, and you just got to play and take every shot one at a time, and don't add them up. Don't add them up until the very end.
Hey, whatever happened to that guy that you remember? You submitted like your golf swing, and you were upset.
Yeah, he never rated it. Then he started charging guys to rate the swing. So now I just use the AI app. And the AI app some days loves my swing. Some days it just chews it up and spits it out.
Hey, our guy Pete Prisco, CBS Sports, came out with his top 100 players.
He does this every
in
summer.
In the NFL. Got Patrick Mahomes number one, Miles Garrett two, Saquon Barkley
I'm
number
to find
three.
Jayden, I'm still scrolling.
How many he's down Commanders do you believe are in the top 100?
I'm going to say three.
There are three. Can you name the three Commanders in the top 100?
Daniels, McLaurin, definitely. I'm not sure where. And then the third, I'm going to put Luvu?
No.
It's not Debo.
No.
Eckler? Is Eckler still in there?
No.
Does he still have the rep?
No. You got to think older.
Wagner?
Bobby Wagner.
Oh, really?
He's got Bobby Wagner at 83.
Okay.
And there's a chance, maybe I missed Luvu. I just scanned through this list a couple times. I didn't see Luvu.
Uh-huh.
Because I do think Luvu's a better player right now than Bobby Wagner, but Bobby Wagner still tackling a ton of guys, and he's still a very good player. He's just older. Terry McLaurin comes in at 81.
Wow.
Guys like T. Higgins are ahead of him at wide receiver.
What's his rationale for 81? Does he give us?
I mean, look, if you're in the top 81 players, you're still good.
I mean, they're rating all the positions. It's like, yeah. I don't even know how
to. He rated Terry McLaurin ahead of Mike Evans, who came in at 82.
If I would have ranked, if that was my list, I'd probably have all quarterbacks, running backs, receivers.
Yeah, I mean, how do you make
maybe
that?
Maybe some
list?
Edge rushers. I wouldn't have tackles and guards and centers.
Right, so I don't even know how to absorb it.
Yeah.
Well, but it's like picking an MVP, right? An MVP can be any position, tends to be quarterbacks.
Oh, it's never going to be a tackle. It's never going to be a guard.
He's valuing quarterbacks higher. But if you look at his top five, I mentioned the top three. I mean, he has two quarterbacks. He's got Patrick Mahomes, one. He has Josh Allen, four. At five, he's got Justin Jefferson. At six, he's got Lamar Jackson. Seven, he's got Joe Burrow. So he's got four quarterbacks in the top seven.
Mm-hmm. If the bottom line is the point, he's only got three skins in the top 100.
And he's got Jayden Daniels ranked 33. Do you have a problem with that? 800-636-1067. Guys who he has ranked ahead of him, he's got receiver A.J. Brown, Eagles at 31. He has running back Jahmyr Gibbs, Lions at 32. And then you've got Jayden Daniels.
Well, where does he rank him as far as quarterbacks? Like, how many quarterbacks does he have ahead of him? About six or seven?
Well, I mentioned the top four.
Yeah, no problem with that.
Are in the top seven, right?
No problem with that.
So, Mahomes, Josh Allen.
Nobody can argue that.
I think he's Lamar, a fifth-ranked quarterback.
Fifth-ranked quarterback's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Fifth-ranked quarterback is about as high as you could possibly hope for someone to reasonably rank him.
Yeah.
After one season.
It's a weird thing,
because we just had guys the other day, didn't even have him in the top 10.
I'm with you, Jason, because at number 22, he's got Brock Bowers. Mm-hmm. Brock Bowers had an incredible rookie season, had 112 catches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Jayden Daniels is more valuable than Brock Bowers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's not a value chart. It's best players chart. I mean, he's got Creed Humphrey, 16, who's a center for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So is he the best center in the league? I mean, he clearly thinks he is, but last year, he had him ranked 48, and he jumped 32 spots.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, even if I knew every player in the league up and down, and I studied film every week, I wouldn't know how to put a list like this together, where you rank all the different positions.
I would probably have most of the offensive guys at the top, and then edge rushers and maybe some linebackers.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to do it.
My offensive lineman would be near the bottom, but I understand that you need those guys.
But I mean, I guess it would be important, I guess, if you put some validity into this, is where did they rank? Okay, like the Eagles, what do they have, like seven or eight guys in the top 100? Like, who are the teams that have a bunch of guys?
Yeah, I mean, I saw Zach Bond. Barkley's number three. Zach Bond's on the list. Jalen Hurts is on the list. A.J. Brown's on the
list.
Jalen Carter's on the list.
Yeah.
The top defensive players, Myles Garrett came in at number two. Patrick Surtain at number nine and Micah Parsons at number 10. So those were the three guys that all made the top 10 defensively. And then you've got guys like TJ Watt.
Aiden Hutchinson. Carter. Chris Jones. Yeah, he's got a bunch of edge guys.
It's kind of standard.
I do think, look, the Commanders need to catch the Eagles. How are you going to catch the Eagles? You have to acquire more top talent because, I mean, we're talking about this Eagles team. They might have 10 guys in the top 100 because you've got Barkley, you've got Hurts, you've got A.J. Brown. You mentioned they've got Lane Johnson, they've got Mailata, Jalen Carter. That's six right there, and I'm just perusing.
Maybe you would hope Tunsil would sneak into the top 100. You know,
yeah, I think he would have a shot
because they're pretty excited about that addition, and most people consider him at least I think in the top five or so.
And Debo position. In his prime would have Debo been top 100. He's just slipped the last couple of years.
Maybe even Lattimore in his prime might have.
I probably would have had McLaurin higher than 81, just because maybe he's just basing that on off overall numbers, but.
Based on his year last year?
But based on his year last year, I think he would be higher than 81.
Look, the fact is they won, how many games did they total win
14.
Last year? They won 14 games last
12
year.
12 and then two in the playoffs.
And going into the season, you might have had two guys in their top 100. You certainly wouldn't have had Jaden. You maybe would have had Terry. Maybe you would have had Bobby. I don't know. Bobby seems to be on everybody's list every year. And I think they've upgraded their talent. So they won 14 games, and I think on most people's list last year, they would have had two guys in the top 100. This year, they got three with the kind of year that Jaden had. And I actually think talent-wise, we're better this year than we were last year.
Last year, the three guys he has on the list this year, last year, none of them were ranked.
He didn't even have Terry
Well, obviously, Jaden wasn't
but he didn't even
league.
Have Terry in there.
Didn't
and
have
Bobby
Terry.
Wagner was not in his top 100? Yeah. So there you go.
So I don't know which players he had.
I think you posed a good question, like which of the guys who's not on the list right now
could you make the argument
that's on
for?
The Commanders roster could make it. I think
Tunsil.
You're probably right that Tunsil, maybe Connerly. Look, they drafted him. We'll see how he develops.
No, that's way too early.
Of course it's early, but what if he's a monster?
What if Luvu has a big year?
Luvu might be on the outside looking in or like right around there.
And I'm going to say Marshawn Lattimore. I think he's going to have a big year.
All right.
I mean, I do like Sanristro.
Yeah, but I don't think you put like essentially a slot corner in that high. But maybe. Let's go to Marcus.
I know that's where they supposedly want him, but last year he played.
True. Played all over.
Basically as your number one corner.
How about this? Travis Kelce, 96 now on his list. Last year he was 18.
Right. Marcus, what's up, man? You're all with the Junkies. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
What's going on, Junks? How are we feeling this morning, guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So, the quarterback ranking on the top 100, I agree with it. I had a little bit of a problem with Jaden being 33, but then when I kind of browsed through the list again, it makes sense. Maybe I'd probably put him at 32, maybe above Tariq Hill. I don't really think he had that great of a year last year to be that high on the top 100, if that makes sense. But, after kind of looking at the list, it makes sense. Like, if this were, like, strictly MVP voting, like you guys mentioned, I could see these guys being ahead of him. So I don't think 33 is a bad spot for him, now that I look at the list again.
And especially when you look at the quarterbacks. No one on the planet can reasonably expect him to be ranked ahead of those four guys at this
Absolutely
point.
Not. I mean, even at number four, because, I personally, I still have him as fifth best quarterback in the league, first best quarterback in the NFC, but for him to give us fourth best quarterback, I'll take it.
I think he gave us fifth.
I thought he gave us four.
You got the big four that right now it's tough to break through with Mahomes, Lamar, Joe Burrow,
Allen,
and Josh Allen.
Yeah, so like with that makes a ton of sense. That's how I've had him ranked. For the last year. But 33 was a little bit shaky at first. But once you look at the list, it makes sense. The only thing I would switch out again would be Tyreek Hill. But aside from that.
What about Terry in the 80s?
Now, I didn't get that far down the list, but I can't It depends. I would have to look at the wide receivers that he has ranked in front of Terry.
I mean, he's got Nico Collins ahead of him.
That doesn't seem right.
You can make an argument that Terry should slide up.
Right.
Yeah, but I think with, like, the wide receiver, and I've heard it a lot, I guess at that point it's more really about the preference of receiver, like the style that you like and prefer. Like, you know, everybody's
got to run. Marcus, we got to run. Forgive me, buddy.
Yeah, for sure. No, you're good, buddy. All right, have a good one.
All right, it is open line Thursday, 800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Be right back.